Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grahn. I'm joined today by Brenda Thompson. She is a member of the Livingston County Historical Society. Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys have a big event coming up this weekend. Would you tell everybody all about it, please?
Well, we have our annual Jones House benefit. We have ham and beans. And this year, we're having chicken noodle soup as an addition. We'll also have cornbread and lots of cake and brownies for dessert. So come on out to get your fill between 11 and 1.
Where's it going to be?
We will be at the First Lutheran Church at 311 West Grove in Pontiac.
What are your times? Did you already give those?
We will be open from 11 until 1.
Nice. Okay. So you also told me you guys are going to have carryouts too.
Yes, we will. So if you cannot eat with us, come and get some food and take it home.
Very good. Now, is there a certain place people can call for information or anything like that? Or to order big orders? Because that can feed a lot of people, I bet.
They could call me. My number is 815-674-3657. And we'll try to work on that. But I won't be there that morning. So if you call ahead, I can get things ready. We have some competitive prices, we think, with some of the other dinners. Our adult tickets are $7, and children 12 and under are $3.50. And you can buy those at the door.
Okay.
And it doesn't take an extremely long time even for a carryout order. So it would probably work with a walk-in.
Awesome. So you said this was a fundraiser. What are you guys planning on doing with the money you raise?
Well, this benefits the Jones House, which belongs to the Historical Society, and so we're the ones responsible for the care and maintenance of the house and heat and electricity and anything that needs to be repaired. And in the last few years, we have repaired the chimneys, the roof, which had been leaking, and the porches. Well, now that the roof leaks are fixed, we need to work in the bathroom a little bit because that caused a little bit of wall issues. So some painting and touch-ups in there. We also might need to check on the columns on the porches now that everything is ready. So we do have big projects like those. We also have a new kitchen garden out behind the house. So we'll need to get seed and a few more garden tools because we don't have any at the house, so we just carry our own over. We also want to get the carriage house cleaned out and opened up for display because we have a Meadows washing machine out there and a few other old pieces to show off. So, you know, just trying to fix things.
Well, that's exciting. You were talking about things you want to show off. What are the hours that people can come tour the Jones House? Do you have set days or times?
Well, we do. Our next set date is Saturday, November 25th from 4 until 7. The house will be decorated for Christmas. The Red Hat Ladies of Pontiac, the Royal Rustic Red Hats, will be there on Saturday, which is why I am not going to be at the benefit because gotcha. I'll be at the house that day.
Okay.
So they'll get it all decorated. The 25th, you can come and see it between 4 and 7, and it will be looking like Christmas at the Jones House and smelling like Christmas.
Nice. I've talked to you in past years about the decorations for Christmas. Can you explain a little bit about the work you guys do to make the Jones House Christmassy and how it's a little bit different than the random Christmas decorations?
Yes, we try to talk about traditions at the house. And so each room kind of focuses on some different traditions. And we have not the huge Christmas trees that some people are used to maybe seeing at the Jones House in past years. But we've got tabletop trees because that was more of what was in fashion at the time of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to show things that would have been going on at that time.
That's really interesting. It's fun to go through. My daughter has even been through for that tour.
Yes,
she had
has.
Fun.
Yes, she did.
Very cool. So it's definitely something to see. And then you can see all the hard work that you guys are able to do with the money you raise from these fundraisers you have all year long, off and on all year long.
Yes. This is our major one. And so this is one that we really are hoping people will come to. It's the weather for it, at least.
Yeah.
A couple of years, it's been awfully warm, but it's kind of getting there.
Right. So really quick, then, let's do a recap. Could I get the date, time, and place of this event one more time, please?
It is Saturday, November 18th, from 11 to 1 at the First Lutheran Church at 311 West Grove.
Very good. We've been speaking with Brenda Thompson. She is a member of the Livingston County Historical Society. Thanks so much for coming in today.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Graffer, Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.